Imagine you're running a construction company or managing a vast farm. You know that having the most advanced machinery, that cutting-edge tech, well, it's the only way to stay competitive, stay productive. But then you hit that brick wall, those huge upfront costs. How do you get that essential equipment without completely draining your cash flow? It's a classic business dilemma.
It truly is, yeah. The demand for innovation constantly clashes with the financial realities, especially in industries where a single piece of equipment can cost hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars.
Exactly. And that's really the heart of our deep dive today. Equipment financing. This isn't just about borrowing money. It's a strategic engine for growth, particularly in those, capital-intensive sectors.
Right.
We're going to unpack a major new partnership that just made waves, then dive into what equipment financing actually is, how it works, and why it's become such a critical lever for modern businesses.
Our insights today come from a fascinating collection of sources. We've got the scoop on a groundbreaking alliance between a leading equipment innovator and a major financial institution.
Heck.
We'll also pull from comprehensive guides on equipment financing strategies, current market analyses, and take a closer look at a platform designed to simplify this often complex world.
So why should you care? Whether you're managing a growing business, maybe advising one, or you're just genuinely curious about how these massive industries keep moving forward, understanding equipment financing is absolutely crucial. It's kind of the invisible force enabling companies to acquire the tools they need to stay competitive and, drive innovation. Okay, let's unpack this.
And we begin with some pretty significant news in the heavy equipment sector. Just recently, actually, on June 25, 2025, a powerful alliance was formally announced between Merlo America LLC and First Citizens Bank Equipment Finance.
Okay.
This is a strategic vendor finance partnership really poised to change how businesses acquire heavy machinery.
So this isn't just a simple agreement. It sounds like it's designed to forge what they call a comprehensive financing ecosystem.
Yeah, that's the term they used.
Think about it. A dedicated, streamlined pathway for construction and agricultural professionals to access advanced telehandler technology and other specialized machinery. It sounds like they're trying to make access to cutting-edge equipment as smooth as possible.
They absolutely are. Cole Rankin, who's the general manager of Merlo America, he put it this way, saying their equipment delivers exceptional value to professionals who demand uncompromising quality, dependability, and performance standards.
Right.
And he emphasized that through this collaboration with First Citizens Bank, they are empowering customers with comprehensive financing solutions that facilitate equipment acquisition while supporting sustainable business growth and operational expansion.
That's interesting.
What's fascinating here is how clearly they link financing directly to enabling growth, not just, as a transaction.
That's a powerful statement about growth. And Harold Ray, who leads the construction group at First Citizens Bank Equipment Finance, he kind of echoed that, highlighting Merlo America's widespread industry recognition for excellence. He shared their anticipation of establishing a successful long-term relationship by providing financing solutions that effectively align with specific business objectives and growth strategies.
It sounds like a real meeting of minds, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. What this partnership really unlocks for businesses isn't just, say, a potentially lower interest rate. It's a direct pipeline to staying competitive.
Okay.
They're not just financing a machine, they're investing in a future-proof operation. This isn't just about avoiding upfront costs. It's about making innovation immediately accessible and affordable.
And affordable.
Yeah, which is the true game changer in these capital-intensive fields. That's a fantastic point. This partnership really brings the concept to life. But to fully appreciate why it's such a game changer, we need to zoom out a bit. For someone who isn't steeped in finance, how would you break down what equipment financing actually is? Is it just a loan or something more nuanced?
That's a great question because it's definitely more than just a standard loan. At its core, equipment financing is a specialized way for businesses to acquire essential machinery, vehicles, operational tools
Right.
without having to drop hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars all at once. It's essentially a payment plan, but specifically designed for your biggest, most essential tools, spreading the cost over time.
That's incredibly valuable, especially when you consider industries like construction, agriculture, manufacturing, or transportation.
Yeah.
In these sectors, equipment costs aren't just high, they're often well, monumental.
Exactly.
Avoiding that immediate cash outlay can be the difference between stagnating and truly growing.
Absolutely. And when we look at how this financing is structured, we can generally categorize it into three key types. First, you have traditional equipment loans.
Okay.
With these, the equipment itself acts as security, which often translates to more competitive rates for you, the borrower. You agree to predetermined monthly payments over fixed terms, and crucially, you gain immediate ownership of the equipment once the loan is complete.
Okay, so you own it at the end.
You own it. Then there are strategic equipment leasing programs. These offer more flexible usage agreements, often with an option to purchase the equipment at the end of the term.
So like leasing a car? Sort of.
A bit like that, yeah. But for heavy equipment, the monthly payments are typically lower than a loan, which helps cash flow. And for businesses that really need to stay cutting edge, these leases can include built-in technology upgrade pathways.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, it's a huge benefit for managing obsolescence. And from a tax perspective, they're often treated as an operational expense, which can have significant advantages too.
Okay. And the third type?
And finally, we have manufacturer vendor financing solutions. These are direct arrangements through the equipment manufacturers themselves or their authorized dealers, like that Merlot and First Citizens partnership we talked about.
Right, the big news.
Exactly. The real draw here is often expedited approval processes because these providers have industry-specific expertise built right in. They understand the equipment, the market.
Makes
they
sense.
Often offer competitive rate structures and specialized terms and frequently bundle in integrated warranty and service support, making it a very seamless package.
Now that we understand these core concepts, let's circle back and take a closer look at the key players in that big partnership, Merlot America. They're known for innovation in equipment tech. What should we know about them?
Well, Merlot America is the North American arm of Merlot SPA, which is a longstanding Italian family enterprise. They've got decades of expertise and specialized machinery. Their main focus is on versatile telehandler technology and comprehensive machinery solutions. What's important to understand is how their equipment diversity makes flexible financing so crucial.
Right, because their machines aren't just for one thing. You see them everywhere. Advanced agricultural operations, you know, modern farming, critical infrastructure and building projects and construction, industrial manufacturing, even specialized forestry and landscaping. That versatility means they need financing that can adapt to different business models.
Precisely. Their telehandler technology in particular is highly recognized for engineering and efficiency. These machines, they sort of seamlessly combine forklift lifting capabilities with crane-like reach and mobility.
Ah, okay. Best of both worlds.
Kind of, yeah. So whether it's managing materials on a challenging construction site, assisting with precision ops in agriculture, handling goods in an industrial facility, or even specialized forestry tasks, Merlot's equipment is designed for these diverse and demanding operational environments.
And then we have First Citizens Bank Equipment Finance, bringing the deep financial solutions to the table. How do they fit into this picture?
They've really carved out market leadership in equipment financing. They work with the OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers, vendor partners like Merlot, and small to medium-sized businesses across the U.S.
Okay.
Their strength lies in their ability to offer a broad range of financing structures, really catering to very diverse client requirements. As Harold Ray mentioned, their core mission is to align financing solutions directly with a business's objectives and growth strategies.
They seem to have several key operational advantages that make them a good partner. Things like an integrated sales coverage model, highly experienced industry professionals.
Yeah, people who know the sector.
Right. And advanced technology platforms for streamlined processing. It sounds like they specialize in structuring complex acquisitions.
That's a critical point. Their market-leading structuring expertise is particularly valuable for those complex acquisitions, ensuring the financing truly matches the business's unique needs. It's not just off the shelf.
Got it. So with that deeper understanding, let's really dig into the strategic benefits of equipment financing. For you, the listener, what does it truly empower your business to do beyond just, you know, getting the machine?
Well, one of the most impactful advantages is working capital preservation and cash flow optimization. It's huge.
Okay.
Instead of tying up a massive chunk of cash in an equipment purchase, businesses can maintain essential reserves. This means you preserve liquidity for daily operational requirements like payroll, utilities, supplies.
Things you absolutely need cash for day to day.
Exactly. And it provides crucial flexibility for unexpected needs too, like emergency maintenance or unforeseen repairs. Nobody likes those surprises.
Definitely not.
But perhaps most importantly for growth-minded businesses, it frees up capital for strategic expansion things like entering new markets or launching new products. Plus, for agricultural businesses, it allows you to navigate those often unpredictable seasonal revenue fluctuations.
That's a big one for farmers.
Huge. Beyond managing cash, there are significant tax strategy optimization and financial benefits. This is where it gets really interesting for the bottom line.
Okay.
For qualifying equipment purchases, businesses can often take advantage of Section 179 deductions.
Section 179.
Yeah.
Break that down a bit.
Sure. It's essentially a tax incentive in the U.S. tax code that lets you write off the full purchase price of qualifying equipment in the year it's acquired and put into service up to certain limits. It provides a significant upfront financial boost by reducing your taxable income.
Wow. Okay, so it's not just about spreading payments out, it's about leveraging the tax code strategically. It almost sounds like a cheat code for growth, doesn't it?
Hey, well, it's certainly a powerful tool if used correctly.
Yeah.
And beyond Section 179, what other tax benefits are there?
Yeah, good question. You also get long-term tax benefits through depreciation schedule advantages. Mm. Equipment loses value over time, and you can deduct that depreciation.
Okay.
And here's another key point. The interest payments on equipment financing arrangements are typically tax deductible as a business expense.
Ah, the interest too.
Yes. Plus, for qualifying operating lease structures, remember those leases we talked about? The lease payments themselves can often be deducted as a business expense. So multiple angles for tax benefits.
Right. And finally, equipment financing is a huge enabler for technology evolution and competitive positioning. This is critical today.
Absolutely. In a world where technology advances so quickly, this allows businesses to access the latest equipment, maybe upgrade to more fuel-efficient models, implement critical safety and compliance features, all without breaking the bank up front.
This is absolutely key for staying competitive. By regularly leveraging advanced equipment capabilities, businesses maintain their edge in the market. And through flexible financing terms, especially leasing, they can avoid technology obsolescence.
So you're not stuck with outdated gear.
Exactly. Preventing investment in outdated equipment that quickly loses its value and its efficiency. It's about future-proofing your operations, really.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Let's get a market snapshot then. What are the current industry growth trends, and what is the future outlook for equipment financing look like as a result of those trends?
Well, the construction sector is seeing pretty sustained growth. It seems to be driven by a trifecta of factors.
Yeah.
Massive infrastructure modernization programs.
Roads, bridges, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Plus continued commercial and residential development and a significant rise in sustainable construction initiatives, which often require specialized newer equipment.
Okay.
What's really interesting here is how labor market challenges, you know, finding skilled workers, are increasingly driving demand for automation in construction. And that directly impacts equipment needs, pushing towards more advanced machinery.
More robots on the job site, perhaps.
Maybe not quite robots everywhere yet, but certainly more automated and efficient machines. And in agriculture, there's a powerful push for modernization and efficiency. This is driven by the need for productivity and yield optimization we need to feed a growing global population. Also, ensuring environmental compliance, stricter regulations, and of course, managing ever-increasing labor costs, which again points to a strong need for automated high-tech solutions in farming.
So demand for advanced equipment is high in both sectors.
Very high. Given these trends, the big question is, how are businesses acquiring this essential equipment? We're seeing a significant expansion in the equipment rental market.
Renting instead of buying or leasing.
Yeah. Businesses are increasingly preferring these flexible acquisition models over outright purchases or even sometimes long-term leases.
And the benefits there are pretty clear, I guess.
They are. It reduces the capital investment requirement, obviously, lowers those financial barriers. It provides access to the latest technology without the full ownership commitment. And importantly, rental agreements often include comprehensive service integration, meaning maintenance and support are bundled in.
Takes that headache away.
Right. Plus, it offers crucial operational scalability. Businesses can adjust their equipment inventory based on specific project requirements or seasonal needs without being stuck with idle assets they own.
Flexibility seems key.
It really is. Given all these powerful benefits and market shifts, the big question for you, the listener, becomes, how do you navigate this landscape to make the right choice for your specific business? Let's maybe break down some strategic guidelines for selecting equipment financing.
Good idea. Where do you start?
First, it absolutely starts with a thorough business requirements assessment. You can't pick the right financing if you don't know exactly what you need.
Makes sense.
You need detailed equipment specifications for your operational needs. A clear analysis of your usage patterns. Is it seasonal work, year-round heavy use? Then, a really solid financial capacity evaluation. Looked honestly at your available capital and cash flow projections.
Know your numbers.
Know your numbers. And critically, you need to incorporate your strategic growth planning. Where do you want the business to be in 3-5 years? Any future upgrade considerations? Get that clear right from the start.
Okay, assessment done. What's next?
Once you've assessed your needs, you move to the financing option comparison methodology. This isn't just about chasing the lowest interest rate, though that's important.
Right, it's more complex.
It is. Yeah. You need a total cost analysis of the entire financing structure over its life. A deep assessment of payment flexibility. Can the payments adjust if needed? Understand the impact of down payments. Mm. Typically, these range from maybe 10 to 25% of the purchase price. Boop. Though some specialized programs might offer zero down for highly qualified borrowers. Mm-hmm. And crucially, don't forget the end of term considerations. What happens when the lease or loan is up? Assessing lease conclusion options, equipment disposition choices. Think the whole life cycle through.
Good point. And finally, picking the actual partner.
Yes, partner selection criteria and due diligence. This is critical. You want a partner with deep industry-specific knowledge. Someone who understands your business, your sector, not just finance in general.
Someone who gets it.
Exactly. Look for a proven performance track record. Ask for references. Check their reputation. Competitive market positioning, meaning favorable rates and terms, of course. And comprehensive customer support. This isn't just a transaction. Ideally, it's a long-term relationship.
Okay, that's a solid framework. Let's quickly address some frequently asked questions that often come up in this space, just to give some quick insights. What equipment categories typically qualify for these specialized programs?
Generally, almost any commercial and industrial equipment used for business purposes. Think telehandlers, excavators, tractors, bulldozers, cranes, specialized agricultural machinery, manufacturing equipment.
Pretty broad.
Yeah. If it's for business use and has a useful life that extends beyond the financing term, it's generally going to be considered.
How quickly can applications actually be processed and approved? That's always a big concern for businesses needing equipment fast.
It's true. Timelines can vary, of course, but many established lenders, including First Citizens Bank, who we mentioned, they often leverage technology and their expertise to offer preliminary decisions within a remarkably quick time frame, sometimes 24, 48 hours, for qualified applications with complete documentation.
Wow, that's genuinely impressive for a financial product like this. What's allowed banks to streamline that process so significantly? Is it just tech?
A lot of it comes down to advanced technology platforms, yes, but also a deeper understanding of industry-specific equipment values and risk profiles. They've refined their risk assessment models and data processing capabilities over time. They know the assets better.
Okay. Can pre-owned or used equipment also be financed?
Yes, absolutely. Many programs accommodate used equipment. The terms and interest rates might differ a bit based on its age, condition, and, you know, its remaining useful life compared to new equipment. But financing used is definitely common. It's not just for shiny new machines.
Good to know. What flexibility exists for businesses that, say, outgrow their financed equipment, especially with technology moving so fast?
That's a really good question. Many agreements, particularly leases, often include upgrade provisions or early termination options, though there might be costs involved. Generally, leasing arrangements tend to provide even greater flexibility for equipment changes compared to traditional loan structures. That's a major draw for tech-dependent sectors.
Right, the obsolescence factor again.
Exactly. Are there seasonal considerations for agricultural equipment financing programs? Farming has unique cycles.
Definitely. Many lenders specializing in agriculture understand the unique seasonal cash flow patterns farmers face. It's not like a regular monthly income stream.
Right.
So they often offer flexible payment schedules specifically aligned with harvest cycles and typical farming revenue patterns. Maybe skip payments during planting season, larger payments after harvest. That can be a huge relief.
That makes sense. And finally, can financing be structured to include things beyond just the base machine, like accessories, installation costs?
Yes, thankfully. That's often possible. Many programs can be structured to include related soft costs like delivery charges, installation fees, operator training, and essential accessories as part of the total financed amount.
So it's a package deal.
Exactly. It's about getting you fully operational, not just dropping the bare metal on your doorstep.
So, okay, this can still feel complex. To help you, the listener, navigate all this, let's talk briefly about how platforms like Technegen can potentially elevate this entire process. What's their role?
Well, their role is essentially to act as a bridge. They connect businesses with industry-leading financing partners, providing resources and expertise to help make informed equipment investment decisions. Think of them as a knowledgeable guide in what can be a very complex landscape.
Okay, so how do they actually do that? What services do they offer?
Their services demonstrate how the market is evolving to address this complexity. They offer strategic consultation, which includes customized assessments of your specific requirements, comparing financing alternatives from multiple qualified lenders side by side.
Comparison shopping.
Right. And expert analysis of tax implications, helping you understand things like Section 179 or depreciation. It's a more holistic approach up front.
That sounds valuable. What about the application process itself? That can be a pain.
Yeah, they aim to streamline that with streamlined application and processing management. They often have a unified application system. They can access multiple financing options simultaneously, digital document management to reduce paperwork.
Nice.
Real-time status monitoring so you know where things stand. And they often act as a direct liaison with the financing specialists at the banks or finance companies. It really takes a lot of the administrative burden off the business owner's shoulders.
Okay. And does their involvement end once the deal is done?
Apparently not. They often provide ongoing partnership and support services, things like helping coordinate equipment maintenance schedules, sending notifications about technology upgrade opportunities.
Oh, interesting.
Financial performance monitoring related to the equipment, and even assistance with regulatory compliance. They aim to be a continuous resource throughout the equipment's life.
So why would a business consider using a platform like this instead of just going directly to a bank?
Well, the pitch is usually based on a few things. Deep industry expertise and market knowledge combined with that comparison ability. Advanced technology solutions for process efficiency, saving you time. And a comprehensive partnership network.
Right.
This network can include access to exclusive programs or potentially better terms from top players like, say, Merlot America and First Citizens Bank through their established relationships. They really position themselves as a long-term success partner, providing continuous consultation.
Okay. Interesting model. So wrapping things up today, we've really navigated the intricate landscape of equipment financing, haven't we?
We have.
From that pivotal industry partnership between Merlot America and First Citizens Bank to the tangible strategic benefits this kind of financing brings for businesses, the critical market trends shaping demand, and those practical guidelines for making the right financing selection.
What's abundantly clear, I think, is how powerful leveraging smart financial solutions can be. It's crucial for acquiring critical assets and staying ahead in these highly competitive and, frankly, capital-intensive industries. Mm-hmm. It's not just about buying a machine. It's really about investing strategically in the future of your business.
Absolutely. And as technology continues its rapid advancement, I mean, just look at the pace of change. And as operational demands intensify across industries, maybe here's a final thought to consider.
Okay.
How might the evolution of equipment financing models not just support, but actively shape the very pace and direction of innovation in sectors like construction and agriculture in the coming decade?
That's interesting. Like financing could actually drive innovation, not just follow it.
Potentially. What new types of partnerships or financing structures might emerge as the very definition of equipment itself expands? We talked about automation. Maybe it includes robotics, complex AI-driven systems, entirely new autonomous fleets we haven't even fully conceived of yet. How will we finance those?
That is a provocative thought. How financing adapts to or even enables the next wave of technology.
Exactly. Well, we hope this deep dive has provided you, our listeners, with a clear, concise, and valuable understanding of how crucial equipment financing is in fueling business growth and operational efficiency today.